Monday, August 29th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, last Thursday we did a program concerning our national motto being posted in Texas schools. As we mentioned in that podcast, there is some pushback on that. Harry, I want to take you to another story out of Texas and then one out of Florida. The Free Beacon is reporting one Texas school district in Austin is pushing teachers to take LGBTQIA+ training on the taxpayer's dime. The district encouraged kindergarten through 12th grade teachers to take paid time off at taxpayers' expense to take a course on how to create a supportive learning environment for LGBTQIA+ students.
This article that reports the school district's directives toward its teachers that they take this ideologically framed LGBTQIA+ training material so that the teachers become advocates of the sexual revolution, and specifically the area of focus that is being highlighted in these days is not that alphabet of letters that represent sexual promiscuity or sexual abnormality, but that which represents sexual anarchy, and that is the elevated letter is the T and transgenderism. This directive is not telling teachers there is an adolescent issue that we have identified that historically has been found in about 1-3% of the population of children, and that is gender dysphoria. And 90-95% of those going through it come through it in the process of adolescence. This isn't go and take some classes on the psychological challenge of gender dysphoria. This is go and be trained to be an advocate of transgenderism. Now, in this ideological training, the article actually highlights one of the salient points in the training materials that the LGBTQAI+ movement has formulated, which the taxpayers are called now to pay for these teachers to go and be trained in order to promote this sexual revolution. The very article kind of gives away the transgenderism ideology, which is we need to be prepared to help these children be their authentic self. Authentic self is how we can influence them not to solve gender dysphoria, that is confusion, but to create confusion, to create gender dysphoria to the point that you need to become your authentic self as opposed to your actual self. You're born actually a male or a female. In a God-centered world in life, we understand that. The Creator has created us, and the Bible says it is glorious and wonderful that creation began in the weaving together of the body within the womb. And as that person is born, they are born male and they are born female. And God created them male and female. What does it mean to be a man? What does it mean to be a woman in terms of creation masculinity and creation femininity? What does it mean to be a Christian man? What does it mean to be a Christian woman? But where we are is in the public school system that is certainly not going to teach what it means to be a Christian man or a Christian woman. It is now descending into this culture of insanity and absurdity with the notion that you are born and then you can become your authentic self. You determine whether you're male and female. This training is the taxpayers paying for those who are targeting our children. Why has gender confusion risen from 1-3% to now a dominant feature in the lives of children in elementary school and in junior high? Why is that? Well, it is because we have the culture shapers. They are all promoting this, and they want to get at our children. What you are seeing in the school district is a movement for the taxpayers to pay for the grooming of the teachers to groom the children for gender confusion and transgenderism, that there is an authentic self that you need to find instead of authentically living out your actual self. Now the Texas citizens are going to determine, will our money pay for the indoctrination of teachers who will then become groomers of our children for the sexual revolution, and specifically the highlighted ideology of transgenderism? Tom, we can't help but draw the conclusion. Now we know why there was such an aggressive pushback in Texas school systems when they were going to place in the classroom the motto of the nation, "In God We Trust," because the very educational system is declaring, no, you can't trust God. He got your gender wrong.
Harry, that's what's happening in a government school. Let me take you down to a Christian school in Florida. It's Grace Christian School. The school administrator there is Barry McKean. He recently sent an email out to all the families that attend the school telling the parents ahead of the school year that students will only be identified by their biological sex, and said that students who are found participating in gay or transgender lifestyles will be asked to leave the school immediately. The rule also applies to any student partaking in sexual activity outside of marriage.
Sure, they're doing a God-centered approach to education, and Christian education says you're male or female. Now we want to teach you about masculinity and femininity, and sex is between a man and a woman in the context of marriage. Yep, that's what we're going to do. That is rooted, of course, in historic ethical formulations of over 2,000 years of civilization. It is sane instead of insane. It makes sense instead of being absurd. It brings sexual chastity instead of sexual anarchy. And it promotes life instead of promotes death. And it declares that God is God and not the government. That's where we're headed. The government is God. Now, what they're selling you is the government is going to let you be God. But actually, no, you're a pawn in the hands of the culture warriors. So here is the juxtaposition of public school, which has now become government ideological school with its curriculum and its training of the teachers, which, by the way, is causing quite the conundrum for the Christians who feel called to teach, who have served in the government schools and now are being told to have the job. You have to deny your allegiance to sanity and your allegiance to the Almighty to now embrace the new Almighty, which is the triumph of self. The existence of schools like this will be put in the crosshairs of the powers of the government that we see now reaching into every sphere of society and every aspect of our lives. And in the name of freedom, defined as anarchy, there is actually the imposition of tyranny and the reduction of true freedom. Texas is supposed to be a red state in terms of being conservative, and Florida historically was a deep blue state. Then it kind of became purple, and now it increasingly is becoming more conservative. And I believe that's because of some very solid churches. I also believe it's because of the immigration of ethnic communities that aren't going to buy into this anarchy. Many of them have fled tyrannical governments, and they're not going to turn their child over to a state or a federal government as a social experiment. I think as you look at the various stories and the direction of Florida, that's something that you see in opposition to states such as California. Of course, in the church, what we want to do is in our churches establish a trajectory of being faithful to Christ, making disciples who become salt and light in every sphere of society. That would include the educational sphere, where God's people know how to stand firm, speak up, and speak out for Christ, to win people to Christ in salvation, and to bring to the culture sanity through a biblical world and life view.
One of the greatest joys in the Christian life is raising a family, and yet it's also one of the biggest challenges. Harry Reader's series, 7 Essentials for the Christian Family, will help equip your family to experience life triumphantly in Christ. This 12-sermon series album, 7 Essentials for the Christian Family, is available by going to briarwood.org/7essentials. We'll do stop by again tomorrow, Tuesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview. to put the issues of today in perspective.